Today's devotional, the gardens. Gardens in the Bible hold deep spiritual significance. From the beginning of creation to the resurrection of Jesus, gardens have been the backdrop for pivotal moments in God's story with humanity. They are places of life, growth, and transformation. Let's explore the key gardens in Scripture and how they speak to our relationship with God today. The Garden of Eden. That was a place of perfection. That's found in Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he placed the man he had made. The Lord God made all sorts of trees grow up from the ground, trees that were beautiful and that produced delicious fruit. How can we reflect on that? Eden was the first dwelling place of humanity, a perfect environment where man and God communed without barriers. It represents the original intention of God's relationship with us. Peace, abundance, and harmony with creation. Yet sin entered this perfect place, causing separation. What is our personal application? Reflect on how God still desires communion with us today. Even though sin disrupted perfection, God's love continually seeks to restore that fellowship through Christ. How can you nurture your relationship with Him daily? The Garden of Gethsemane, a place of surrender. Matthew 26:36. Then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and he said, "Sit here while I go over there to pray." To reflect, Gethsemane is where Jesus experienced immense anguish before his crucifixion. It is a place where he fully surrendered to his Father's will, praying, "My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, let your will be done and not mine." How can we apply this to today? We all have our Gethsemanes, our moments when we must surrender our will to God's. Consider what areas that right now in your life you need to place before Him in prayer. Trust that like Jesus, you can be strengthened for what lies ahead when you surrender. Then there's the Garden of the Tomb, a place of resurrection, John 19:41. The place of crucifixion was near a garden where there was a new tomb never used before. After Jesus' crucifixion, his body was laid in a tomb within a garden, a place that would soon become the setting for the greatest miracle, his resurrection. In the very place of death, new life sprang forth. Our application personally is in Christ, to know that in Him, even in the places of seeming death in our lives, God brings resurrection. What dead areas of your life need the power of Jesus' resurrection? Trust in His ability to bring life where there seems to be none. Heavenly Father, thank you for the spiritual significance of the gardens in Scripture. From the perfection of Eden to the surrender in Gethsemane and the resurrection at the tomb, you remind us of your plans for us. Life, transformation, and hope. Help us to walk closely with you in our daily lives, surrendering where needed and trusting in your power to bring life out of every situation. May we find ourselves in your garden of grace each day. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. God's gardens remind us that He is always working, planting seeds of grace, cultivating our hearts, and bringing life even from the darkest places. No matter where you are today, whether in a season of Eden's blessings, Gethsemane's struggle, or the tomb waiting, know that God is with you, nurturing you, and leading you into the fullness of His purpose. Take time today to dwell in His presence and allow Him to tend to the garden of your heart. Be blessed, be encouraged.